This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The Justice Department says by next week it will ask courts to dismiss all of the pending Guantanamo Bay detainee cases. The department says the authority to vacate those lawsuits comes from an amendment to a military spending bill. President Bush recently signed that into law. One of the senators who sponsored that amendment says the Justice Department is wrong. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
More than 160 cases concerning Guantanamo Bay detainees are currently in the legal system. One of those cases is Paracha versus Bush. Saifullah Paracha is a Pakistani man. He had a heart attack in Afghanistan and subsequent chest pains at Guantanamo. He told his attorneys that hours can go by without his ever seeing a guard, so he went to court asking for a way to contact guards if he feels a heart attack coming on. His case is on hold. If the Justice Department's position prevails, Paracha's case, along with all of the others concerning Guantanamo detainees, will be gone. Tosia Scalinas is the Justice Department's Director of Public Affairs.
We are aware of no other country that has provided their enemies with such extensive legal review during an ongoing conflict. Detainees are entitled to legal review both within the military system and to the highest civilian courts in the country, which includes access to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit and the Supreme Court.
Under a military spending bill that President Bush recently signed into law, Guantanamo detainees have fewer legal options than they used to. The Graham-Levin amendment to the bill restricted detainees' ability to challenge their detention. The Bush administration interprets the law to apply to all Guantanamo cases, even those that are currently pending. But Democratic Michigan Senator Carl Levin, who sponsored the amendment, says that wasn't his intention. He made sure the bill applied only to future cases.
Not only did we remove the language which said that it applied to pending cases, but I made it very clear in the statement that I made at the time that the reason was that we did not want this to apply retroactively.
The Justice Department says it's not applying the law retroactively. They say the language of the law makes it applicable to all of the Guantanamo cases, those that currently exist and those that have yet to be filed. Levin says the Justice Department is overreaching.
I'm not surprised that the Justice Department is going to make any argument that they want. They've made all kinds of arguments relative to detainees at Guantanamo, which have not been accepted by the courts. And this, as far as I'm concerned, is another one.
A legal process has been underway ever since the Supreme Court decided in 2004 that Guantanamo detainees could challenge their status or conditions in civilian court. That legal process has done one of two things, depending on who you ask. Either it's clogged the courts with frivolous lawsuits from detainees who have minor complaints, or, if you take Catherine Newell Bierman's view, it's provided insight into a very shadowy place. She's counterterrorism counsel for Human Rights Watch.
We're at the point now with these cases where we've had more information than ever coming out about how people were picked up, how they're being treated, the justness or rightness or legality of their detention. If these cases get lost, that's it. That's the end of that source of information about what's going on down there.
Under the Graham-Levin Amendment, detainees will still have access to a military review panel whose ruling is subject to limited review by civilian courts. The Justice Department's interpretation of the Graham-Levin Amendment is subject to review by the Supreme Court. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.